The pitch, swing and a chop. Runners coming home. Bientos drops it. Stott slides home safely, and JT is aboard at first. It's 6-4 Phillies. Big insurance run.
Huge.
See what happens when you put the ball in play? Don't strike out.
Just put the ball in play.
Put the ball in play.
Little League coaches everywhere embrace.
Yes. It's the WFE Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies in South Philly. Join us today and every Monday at 6 p.m. for the Brandon Graham Show. Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. I did mention Bryce Pandering Hall of Fame. We'll be in the regular Hall of Fame, but also the Pandering Hall of Fame. He mentioned what he said to the team after the game. Here's what he said.
I mean, I thought both teams, man, punch for punch. I said it to the guys. I said, Rocky would be proud. You know, never die mentality, man. Just a great game. Thought Sevy threw the ball really well, obviously. But, you know, to kind of get a couple runs on and just keep that going. Vientos won the bat well. But, you know, punch for punch, man. Came back, won that game. Big at bat by Starter. Happy birthday to him. And then, obviously, Cassidy coming through. Just huge.
Do we really think he told the guys that Rocky would be proud? Do we think that?
Of course.
Yeah,
just like LeBron read whatever book he read.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's the best, man.
I mean, he never misses.
No, it's like he's got a chart. He's got a thing in his to-do list every day.
Yeah.
It's like wake up, breakfast, workout, pander, you know?
Well, I think he said that, and in my head, he winked at the camera.
Oh,
he's going to get like come
yeah.
on. Well, not.
Yeah.
Rocky's not a real guy.
Well, to outsiders, he is.
Yes. He is.
Yeah, really. And there's a statue of him here.
There is a statue.
I know. Again, take it down, but whatever.
Yeah, 215-5.
It's not coming down.
It's not coming down.
It's just like, come on. What are we doing? Let's be a big boy city.
What do you want him to do? Say that Bradley Cooper would have been proud? What do you want him to say?
Whatever.
Yeah. Jim Gardner would be proud.
What if he said that?
Jim Gardner would have been proud.
I would have liked it better if he had said Rock would have been proud.
I like that, too.
Yeah, like his buddies.
Well, I'd have known he was talking about Rocky.
Rocky, yeah.
But calling him Rock would have seemed like it was more like a real person.
Yes.
Like, yeah, Rock would have been proud.
Rocky would have been proud. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great.
What up, Ken?
You know, Jack, there's a life-size statue of the Fonz in Milwaukee. So, I mean, is that not worse than a statue of Rocky?
Why is it in Boston?
Well, it's about the same. No, it's in Milwaukee.
I know, but is it Cheers in Boston?
Well, the Fonz was not in Cheers, you idiot!
That's Happy Days.
Just because you're 30 doesn't mean you don't know things
Hold
that
on.
Happened
I
before
know the
you
Fonz.
Were born.
I thought he was like, what's up, guy? Like, what's up? That's not him?
Oh, God.
Are you talking about the Bud Light commercials? What do you mean? No, Fonz is cool. Wore a leather jacket.
Hey,
that's what I meant. That's not Cheers?
No.
Oh.
It's Happy Days. Happy Days was not in a bar.
Donovan Jespot.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God.
He's the worst.
Jack, you know, the United States won World War II as well.
Yeah.
So
I'm telling
you know some stuff that happened before you. And listen, you can't overestimate how many Mets fans probably – were not able to make the trip down from Queens because they're not allowed to leave the borough because of their court-ordered ankle bracelets that require them to stay within 100 feet of their home.
So, that's what I like, Ken. I like the Met fan shade. I'll take that.
That could have something to do with it. Well, you called them dollar store fans, so I think they could change that, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Listen, I feel really confident and I'm not – You know, I'm not wearing rose-colored glasses. I was with everybody else when the sixth inning started last night, like, you know, getting ready to make my plans for how they're going to dismantle this team in the offseason. But first of all, I think that the at-bats from the sixth inning on, it's almost like somebody flipped the switch and they said, hey, you know, if we just wait for strikes that we can hit, we can actually hit. And, you know, this entire Mets pitching staff will walk you if you let them. They all live outside the zone. And I think Edwin Diaz's arm has probably reached its limit of pitches for 2024. That guy looks like, you know, they might as well drag, you know, March Schott out of the grave to go out there and pitch in the eighth inning. I mean, he looks just totally shot.
Well, him going so, to Them going to him that early was a real sign of desperation for a bullpen that is not very good.
That's exactly how I took it. I took it as if Mendoza was actually admitting, these are the last quality pitches we're probably going to get out of this guy until the next round. So we got to see if we can't win this game now. That's really the way I read that. If they put together the kind of at bats in New York that they put together for the last three innings of that game yesterday, and they allow Mets pitchers to walk them, they allow themselves to, you know, put the ball in play. Thank you. Fire the MIT majors. Put the ball in play. Taking Sanchez out when he took Sanchez out, that's the MIT guys with their charts telling them, well, you know, a third time through the order, you don't want him to fix. He was dealing. He was getting better as the game went on. I hope Rob just kind of sends those guys on vacation for the rest of the postseason and manages based upon what he sees happening on the field, what he feels from his team, and what makes the most sense from baseball perspective, not from an algorithm perspective from the MIT math majors that work in that building on Darien Street. But now, I feel really, really confident.
Ken, you're going to think I'm poking at you here, but I'm not, in that we've debated Bohm before. I'm curious what you think of Topper benching Bohm and then his at-bats after he got into the game yesterday.
Well, let's take this in reverse order. He could have sent anybody up there to do what he did. I mean, he comes off the bench and swings at the first pitch he sees. But I think part of that was maybe a little desperation on Bohm's part, too, because nobody's hitting. And when the Phillies get like that, everybody's trying to hit a five-run home run when they walk into the batter's box. I'm not sure his hand is right yet. So, look, the fact of the matter is he just hasn't hit well the last couple weeks of the season. So I thought it was the right move, but he's definitely got to be back at third base tomorrow night, which Topper said he would be. And, you know, a guy like Bohm, his swing is so good. His bat stays in the zone so long. He's so flat to the ball. He's going to hit his way out of it. And you just have to allow him to do that. So,
all right. Thank you for the call, Ken. This hour is brought to you in part by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Now we'll get to I feel like people need a little juice after that game, and we'll get to somebody who's going to give you juice. But before that, Ruben Amaro, was this on the morning show today?
Yes. Yep.
Ruben Amaro was on the morning show today and spoke about why he thinks the bullpen guys have struggled. Here's what he said.
These guys are the most affected by those 5 days off because they have complicated deliveries. They have to have pinpoint command. And when they're not in competition, it throws them off. They need regular reps. I do believe in my heart of hearts, the more they pitch, the better they will get. I know they're going to be seen more, but their stuff will be better and their stuff will be sharper. Right now, they're not real sharp with their command. You see Strom not being able to work the inside part of the plate against right-handers, and you see Hoffman not being able to command his slider, which he's done very, very well this season. And that's the reason why these guys are not effective right now. And I do believe as they pitch through this playoffs, I think that they're going to get better and better.
Jack, does this sound like a real thing to you?
Yeah, I felt that in game one. Like, that looked more like rust more than anything. And the one thing Strom's struggling with is that Strom, at his best, can get in on righties. And he just can't get there. That's why you're seeing the ball up a little bit. Now, it worked for Bader. You know, they're able to, because Bader's not a very good hitter, but against Bientos, it did not, you know, go that way. So I think I still trust those guys a lot. Like, I'm not off the Jeff Hoffman, Matt Strom, you know, bandwagon. I think that the more they pitch, the stronger they'll get. So, you know, I liked when Ruben said that this morning because it makes sense.
Yeah, and listen, I think for those that have concerns like myself, you hear that and you say, okay, I hope that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you hope that it's just something that they'll knock the rust off. They had a couple games there, and now they'll be ready to go for games 3, 4, and 5.
And I don't think Strom's a lose confidence guy. Like, he seems a little bit nuts, like most lefties are, you know, and especially in pitching. And Hoffman, at least he came in and gotten out there after he came in for Strom. So I just don't think they're mentally weak is more my point.
No, I don't get that from either of them. It does make the next time that Topper would go to Strom so interesting and important because they don't have time for these guys to get right. Like, they have to be right now. Yeah. So if he's going to stick with him, and I would stick with him too, I wouldn't go to Alvarado at this point. I would still stick with Strom. But if he goes with him one more time and he doesn't have it, that could be the series. You know, and that's what makes it's what makes a manager's job so difficult, I think, in that, especially in baseball, you have to be almost predictive as to how you think the guy's going to play at that particular moment. And Strom having two bad outings. I don't think we've seen Strom have two bad outings in a row this season.
He had a tough stretch in the right around the Yankee series. Yankee series allowed the huge home run to Jazz.
Yep.
That tied the ball game up. Both of those they were really good. They both had like weird random spurts. The one thing you can't do with Alvarado though is that you can't put him on ice forever. At the same time, I know like tomorrow they're probably going to be aggressive if they have a lead, but you're most likely going to need Alvarado in Wednesday's game in game four. So you also can't leave him on ice for too long because then you worry that he's going to have some rust as well.
215-592-9494 Rios in North Philly. Rios, how you feeling, brother?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios?
Gentlemen, these freaking people are amazing. I knew exactly what Nick was saying. You know what I mean? Look, man, like, that's exactly all I asked for. It's Bloody October. Let's stay at these guys' necks. Because at the end of the day, I think like myself, you piss me off or I get pissed off but at the same time, taking accountability that, yeah, I'm actually, you know, not playing very well or I need to do something, it actually boosts me up. So everybody keeps staying at their necks. Look, Bryce, amazing. Great game. All right, you didn't shave your head bald and get ugly, but this is what I need you to do. You need to have an attitude that's ugly. You sound very, you know, relieved after the game. You know, Rocky this, Rocky that. Look, in the movie, Rocky finished the deal. So at the end of the day, man, you know what Philly resembles is that, like, yo, we're going to keep coming. So all I need you to do is maybe in a press conference or what you got to do is just have a little more a-hole in your talk that you're not satisfied. I don't need you satisfied. You are the freaking man, and you're doing what you got to do for this team. Yesterday, yo, when I called in just before the game, I was pissed. I was just expecting just to snap and talk some stuff. But, you know,
so
I
don't
know when the spirit comes.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen poor Devin. It looked like she had seen a ghost. Yep. With Rios on.
Listen,
there.
The mailman doesn't deliver on Sundays, but Rios does.
Yes, sir. I think mail does deliver on Sundays.
Well, listen, I thought it was an old Karl Malone reference.
Okay.
Sue me.
All right.
Hey,
okay.
Jack Boyce, he threw the alley-oop. He forced the spirit out of me, so I said, hell with it. What I missed out on, what I supposed to have done, was have everyone participate, but just have Devin maybe, you know, say blood by herself. I just want to hear her character say blood. Because if she say blood and with grit, you know, that might hype everybody else up, the males and everybody. Like, no, we can't play no games right now. We got damn Devin Delco, you know what I mean, talking with grit. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I missed out on.
I don't know if Devin's a grit person.
You know what, Jack? Get Devin on the phone. We got to have her say blood in the next segment.
But like, not blood, like blood. Like
the blood. Yeah.
No, we're going to get her. If this is how it is, we're going to get her, man. Look, I just know I came in with it with that. Jack threw the alley-oop. It is what it is. I know it's a baseball series, and I'm like, okay, they're going to win the first game. I'm going to chill, whatever. When it's time to give a speech, shoot. If I got to do it, every freaking time, that's so freaking big. You know what I mean? I don't give a damn. I'm not going to get exhausted. It is what it is. The time is freaking now. We got to win. Stay on. Look, fans, let's stay on the next. I don't care what people think. Boom, it's all good. Hey, you're getting an alley-oop thrown at you right now, Boom. Get pissed off. Get pissed off, because I tell you right now, you hit a home run, you think the fans went hype? They're going to get hype because of you and get yourself in your game. So go ahead. I need everyone to get pissed off. We're not satisfied. Hey, Ike, hey, Spike,
yep.
Jack, remember this. That reporter that asked Kobe that. Kobe had that face. We need these guys like that. Is it finished? No, I don't think so. Stop asking dumb, dumb questions. I need them to be straight a-holes, man. Period. And it starts with you, Bryce. If you ain't going to cut that damn nice ass, all you got to do is spit on their hair and do whatever, then you need to damn be an a-hole at your press conferences and whatever because you're not satisfied. Gentlemen, I love y'all. If y'all need me, keep letting me know.
Back to work. Game day's tomorrow now. We're going to need you tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to need look, baseball is an everyday situation.
Yeah, we don't get – it's not once a week.
Drink your pickle juice, hydrate, all those things.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not going to sit on a bench and complain like I got to go take a crap because my stomach's hurting or I'm tired or I'm dehydrated or whatever. You ain't going to get that from me. I've been through worse things. So doing this is what I freaking do. Yeah, you know what I mean? So this what got to be done. I do the same thing with my children. They hear it all. So, you know what I mean? Why not do it? You know what I mean? So, gentlemen, love y'all. I'm excited. I love baseball. Bloody October. Man, let's put blood on the grass. Peace.
Let's put blood on the grass.
Put blood on the grass. There it is. Bloody October.
Bloody October. Stottober.
Yep.
A lot of tobers.
Stottober?
I threw that one out there yesterday.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It kind of works. Okay. He's got to heat up a little bit more than one triple.
Yeah.
I know.
I would love a Stottober. It's Stottober.
We're just throwing it out there. Yeah. Throwing it out there. Well, Stottober.
Stottober.
Need it.
Okay.
Well,
would the cast to get something?
Castover? Schwartover?
Castover. Does not have the ring to it that Stottober
does. I know. Stottober.
This supposed to be. Listen, Casty is the hero from yesterday.
No, Bryce is still the hero.
Bryce is still the hero.
He's always the hero.
Over Casty? You're not going to let Casty have his day yesterday?
Casty has his day, has his moment. They don't win that game if Bryce doesn't go yard. Simple as that.
It's a good point.
They don't win the game with either of you. Casty had the walk off.
I get it, but they were dead. There's no blood. They looked like a lifeless team until Bryce did that thing.
Yeah. A lot of internal bleeding. There was no blood on the grass.
No, I didn't see any on the grass.
A lot of pacing around the stadium.
I'm not entirely comfortable with you taking this away from Casty. He hit the game tying home run and had the game winning hit.
And he actually had the big hit to set up the Stott hit.
Yeah. And the catch in right field.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. We get one of those a year. One postseason.
And that's how you know they're going to win the ballgame. He did that game one down in Atlanta. Yeah. He did game one of the World Series, and he did it yesterday.
Yep.
Big game, Casty.
Now, I was trying to – Buzz, please answer the phone if it's ringing. I had a special guest lined up that we could accomplish something here. I know Buzz, please look at the inside line if it's ringing. Well, Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Harptober?
Yeah! Now we're getting it. We're getting it.
Kind of sounds like Haktua, though. So,
well, let's not.
Well, she's a Mets fan.
Well, she's in a legal battle, too, now. So.
Of course.
Oh, is she? I didn't know.
Yeah, with the guy who took the video.
Oh, really?
Oh, you knew that was going to happen.
Oh. What? That guy wants a piece?
Of course he does.
Well, there was some creative editing that went on his part there, Spike, so.
All right.
So let's leave that go. Let's let that lie. Guys, first of all, Spike, I appreciate that, you know, you want to pay tribute and respect to Bryce, but we don't need your pandering. You're still not allowed on the float, okay?
Oh, screw you. You're a midday caller. You're a midday caller. You can't just tell me if I could be on the float. You're a midday caller.
Bryce knows where you stand. And listen, I need you to stand there. I need you to hate on Bryce. Be where you need to be. All right? We need you locked in, all right?
You know what? You children need to learn how to grow up and understand there is a difference between hating on somebody and holding them accountable like adults do for other adults.
Disagree.
You and the Sixers warm are just not going to be on the float.
Let me ask you this, Chris. I'm not going to be on the float. Whose voice was the first one that Bryce heard in the hype video?
That brings me to my major complaint that I have on my call.
Okay.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And the fact that you didn't have Jackie Baseball and his cohort from High Hopes, Mr. Seltzer, on that video is very, very poor work on their part. Now, on the flip side, we got to give them credit. They did have the best caller on WIP on there, and not only one clip, but twice on his epic ramps. And that would be the greatest midday shower of all time, and that would be Chris Middletown. So,
you made the video?
Yeah, it seems like everyone made the video.
Yeah,
Corey Columbus didn't know the score of yesterday, but he's in the video.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the video.
Yeah,
and no Ike, which is also disappointing.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I know. Yes. And listen, I'm not one to make things about me. I was so happy to hear Spike.
Wait a minute. He's not one to make things about him. The text comes through with the video, and Jack goes, "Yeah, I'm not in it."
Yeah. Well, I said no. Fritz, no retweet.
Yeah.
Let's point out something very important with the video, and then I want to talk about the Mets real quick here. But the most important thing with that is. There was Joe Giglio on there. There was, of course, Spike let it off.
Yep.
But no one from another time slot made that. So, interesting enough.
Nobody from the morning show.
Oh, no. There was Richie was all over the thing. Yes.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, believe me. I watched it 4 times. Yeah.
You didn't retweet it, but you watched it 4 times.
I eventually put the quote tweet and said, oh, I emoji. Good for WIP.
Guys, I want to say something real quick and went on a serious note here.
Yeah.
Spike, and I really want to hear your feedback on this when I say my point, and I'll listen to it afterwards.
Okay.
Can you imagine a meltdown up in New York right now? Because I just heard somebody criticizing Thompson for pulling, you know, Sanchez too early and everything. Look at what Carlos Mendoza did. He left Severino in there too long, and he got cooked. Then he put in Butto. And Butto got pulled way too quick. And then he went to Diaz, and Diaz had an up-down inning. And, Jack, we know what happens sometimes with some of these closers and arms out of the bullpen and up-down innings. And then he got shelled. So, like, I wonder what they're saying up in New York right now about their manager.
So Chris, thank you for the call. I think, and I haven't listened at all, but I think Mets fans up there are in a bit of a nothing-to-lose love affair with the team, and they complain, but I just don't think they are – I don't think they look at this series as live or die the same way that we're looking at this series. They did not expect much out of this season. They had a terrible first 2 months, and it does feel like this for them is more the first year of – the next 5, I think Mets fans are looking at it. So I don't know if they're melting down today. And also, you have to exist to melt down. So, Devin Caney of the WIP Morning Show is on. Devin, are you there?
I'm here. Do you guys have me?
So, Devin, we just had Rios on, who was on, I don't know if you remember from the pregame show, but Rios screaming and asking us, talking about blood, all that sort of stuff. Do you remember that?
I mean, how could I forget? Do I remember?
Devin didn't sleep last night.
So, Devin, we just had Rios on, and he said the one thing that he thought was missing from that call is you very firmly screaming blood when he asks how the grass grows. So I'm asking you, if I ask you how does the grass grow, will you scream back at us blood?
I don't know if anyone listening has heard me attend an Eagles chant, so I'm not sure this is the best idea, but sure.
Put the big J aside for a second.
We all respect you as a journalist. Yeah,
we know the locker room report, DK, is sweeping the nation. But put it aside.
All right.
Okay. Wait. I'm saying blood.
That's all you're saying?
Yelling blood.
I'm going to ask you what makes the grass grow, and then you're going to respond.
We won't cut this audio in case you're ever
running for president or anything. Don't worry about it. All right. What makes the grass grow?
Blood.
That was the least intimidating blood.
Just give me one more. Put a little oomph into it.
Is it scary? Is it excited? Is it happy? Like, what's the vibe, Rio?
It's almost militaristic.
Okay.
All right. What makes the grass grow?
What?
There it is.
That was pretty good.
That was a good one. That was kind of scary. Watch your back around Devin.
Yes. All right, Devin. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Can I just say, when I got a text from Spike asking me to call in, that was like the last thing I expected, but I am happy to provide. I hope Rios is satisfied with that.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Devin. We appreciate it.
Such a good sport.
Yep. Yes. We give her hell all the time.
Yep. The always gritty Devin Caney.
Yep. All right. Coming up next, we're getting T-Mac on the radio and Philly's broadcast because the local TV broadcasts aren't there, so he's part of the WIP team. T-Mac will join us next to talk about the game, talk about what it was like in the stadium, and his turncoat son, who now works for the New York Mets. So that is coming up next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, pregame, in-game, or postgame. Chickies and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles and postseason baseball online at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.